Bava Metzia, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. This perek will deal exclusively with the prohibition of taking interest on a loan. The Mishnah is going to use two terms that mean one thing in the Chumash, in the Torah, but mean a different thing in the Mishnah. Those terms are Neshech and Tarbis. Both terms are used in the Torah to describe the prohibition of interest, but they describe different aspects of it. Neshech comes from the word Noshech, to bite, and the interest bites the person who borrowed the money because it just keeps on growing. And Tarbis is the lashon of Riboy, the expression of increase. That's from the perspective of the lender, that he's going to have an increase. So from the Torah's understanding, Neshech and Tarbis are both forbidden. They're the same, really same thing. They're just two terms that describe two different sides of the coin of what goes on in the interest payment. However, in the Mishnah, they will mean two different ideas. Neshech will refer to the prohibition from the Torah, Midoraisa. Tarbis will be a term that indicates Ribis is only Midrabanan. Therefore, the Mishnah begins with a question. Ezehu Neshech ve'ezehu Tarbis. What is considered Neshech? Something that's Ribis, interest from the Torah. And what is considered Tarbis, which is a term that's being used by the Mishnah to describe Ribis that's only Midrabanan. So the Mishnah says, Ezehu Neshech, what is Neshech that's forbidden by the Torah? Hamalve sela b'chamisha dinarin. If someone lends their friend a sela, which is made up of 4 dinar, with the agreement that he's going to pay him back 5 dinar, an extra dinar, that is ribis from the Torah. Ribis katsutsa is what the Gemara calls it. It's set ribis. It's planned ahead of time that he's going to give him more than he lend him. Or, so sayim chitin b'shalosh. He's going to give him a measure of 2 sa'ah of wheat that he's going to lend him. It doesn't have to be with money. It can even be with produce. And he's going to pay him back 3 sa'ah of wheat. Because that bites a person. That's neshech. Now the Mishnah says, v'ezehu tarbis. What is considered tarbis, which is only midrabanan? Hamarbe baperos. That somebody creates an increase through a business deal that he does with produce. And we'll explain that in detail now. Ketzad, how is that scenario of marbe baperos? Lokach hemenu chitin bidinar zahav hakor. If he purchases from him wheat at the rate of a dinar zav, a golden dinar, which is comprised of 25 silver dinarim, for a kor, which is, of course, 30 sa'ah of wheat, the chain hashar, and that's the going rate. That is already the established price in the shuk, in the marketplace. That's the established amount that you pay for a kor, is a dinar zav. Now, even though you've purchased, or I should say, you've given the money for that chitim, for the wheat, by paying him the dinars of, but we know that most are not konos. Money is not, doesn't create the transaction. Therefore, the chitim are not really yours yet. And more than that, the person didn't really have any chitim yet. It's just that the price is set, and he's planning on providing him chitim, wheat, at that rate. Then, after they made this deal, amdu chitin b'shloshim dinarim. Chitin in the marketplace went up so that it's worth that same amount that's a kor that used to be worth 25 dinrei kesef, silver dinars, is now worth 30 dinrei kesef. And this is okay, because even though I've made money, I was really lending him 25 silver dinarim because he didn't give me anything for it yet. And now he's going to have to give me 30 dinarim worth of chitim, but that's okay because this was not ribis katsutsa. This was not ribis that we made up in advance. And therefore, that midrabanan, we would allow that. However, the Mishnah creates a little bit more complexity here, and it says, Amar lo. And then he says to him, Tenli chitai, shani rotze lemochon, v'likach b'hanyayin. Give me then now the chitim, the wheat that I've purchased, because I want to take that, that now it's worth more, and I want to buy with it wine. Amar lo. So then the person he purchased the chitim from, who doesn't have chitim yet, says, Hare chitecha asuyos olai b'shloshim dinarim. I accept the chitim that I owe you, that those should be considered as though I now owe you shloshim dinarin, even though you gave me only 25 dinarin, I'm now owe you 30 dinar. But vare lach etzli bohen yayin, but I'm now going to say that I owe you 30 dinners worth of wine. The yayin ain lo, and he has no wine to give him at this time. He's going to get it later. That is not allowed. That's what this is a marbiv aperos case that we don't allow such a thing. Even though there's a similarity to the first part of the case in that the rate and the value of the wine is established, and so perhaps we should allow you to have to give him wine later at that higher rate. But in the first half of the case, I actually gave him some money. So since I actually gave him money, and he could take that money and go out and buy, he could buy chitim with it, he could buy wheat with it. So we're lenient and say that that's okay, even though it goes up in value. We look at it as if really it really went up in value in my rishus, in the rishus of the person who was purchasing it, the one who gave the money. It was really my chitim that went up in value. It wasn't like he gave me back more chitim than I purchased, and which would be ribis. But we look at it as if you yourself had the chitim to begin with because the price was established, and they gave him money that he could have theoretically gone out and bought chitim for me with that money. The second half of the case, though, he didn't give him any money. He just took the chov. He took the loan, which was that he owed him 30 dinners worth of chitim, and he's not giving him the chitim. He just says, I have a responsibility, an obligation to give you 30 dinner, and I'm saying, I'm going to buy wine with that. So even though there is an established price for the wine, but since he's not giving me anything at this moment that's worth 30 dinner, in the same way that he did by the chitim, we don't allow that to happen because we are concerned that the wine may go up in value. Now, even though when the chitim went up in value, that was okay, but that was because, again, we viewed it as if the chitim were in the hands or in the rishus, the domain and possession of the person who gave the money. But here, I didn't give him any money, actually, for the 30 dinners worth that he owes me. It's just the chov, it's just the halva, it's just the loan, it's what he owes me. For the chitim. It's the 30 dinner that I'm giving him to buy wine, and so he doesn't have any wine. However, if he would actually have wine in his possession, that would then be okay, because even if it went up in value, the wine, it went, let's say, from 30 to 35, that would be okay, because we would look at it as if the wine belonged to me, the person who gave him the money in the first place, so that it was not considered ribis, it was rather my wine that went up in value.